from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White with Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
Does anybody else out there want to do something like that? What do we need to settle?
Jeremy White.
When you were a kid and you were going to get sick, like you might throw up, did your family use the same bowl? You go to bed, you bring the bowl there in case you're going to throw up. Was that the same bowl as the family movie popcorn bowl?
With Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
The same bowl that you are eating popcorn out of,
yeah,
has been thrown up into.
The sick bowl.
But it's just a bowl.
You just wash it.
It's just a bowl. The mental damage alone should be there that, hey, whatever your little brother or sister just threw up in this last week. Now I'm eating popcorn out.
Why do we have a dishwasher?
So on Monday, popcorn. On Tuesday, throw up. And on Wednesday,
sure,
dog food.
No, I see no issue with it.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Nathan Peterman signing with the Raiders doesn't make it into the update. Oh, he's still going. You know, like, it's funny to me, and I will poke fun at on social media, Nathan Peterman. I've got my little image with the Elmo nuclear sirens and whatnot. You know, it's a thing. It legitimately, Peterman signing with the Raiders yesterday again, by the way, is why I bring this up. It's legitimately incredible that he is still in the NFL at age 30 years old, right? Is that just me? I don't think it's just me. It's at this point, it's a perseverance story. I wonder why the Bills didn't sign him. They're like, do we think it was just image? Was it just we can't do this? We don't want to make headlines. You know, we just need a guy to get us through the preseason and hand the ball off. We need someone to get us through these Steelers practices. We don't need everyone to be like, oh, Peterman back with the Bills. Look at this.
I mean, hey, Ben DiNucci is like a TikTok star. So,
yeah.
He was like that, like, in the same realm as, like, Trace McSorley. So,
yeah.
You know, you got some credibility now and with the young.
Ben DiNucci was also the backup to Nathan Peterman at one point at University of Pittsburgh. So, you know. You could have gone down that lane. Like, okay, they didn't want Peterman, so they went for Peterman's backup instead. Ben DiNucci. That was only when I think he was a freshman. Anyways, Joe DiBiase on Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. We got a loaded show for you. We got Sal coming up at 7 o'clock on Bills practice yesterday. Milano getting injured again. Also, Chase Claypool probably having his time with the Bills come to an end. We'll have Marcus Mosher from Locked On Cowboys coming up at 8. What is with all the drama there? CeeDee Lamb, him versus Jerry Jones, Dak, you know, we could get a little bit on Ben DiNucci with Marcus as well because he played for the Cowboys a couple of years ago, started a game on a Sunday Night Football game back in 2020. So anything to worry about or to wonder about here as maybe the Bills' third-string quarterback, we'll get a little on Ben DiNucci as well with Marcus. And then Joe Marino, who will join us Wednesdays throughout the season, will join us today at 8:30 on what he saw from the preseason game and where we see roster battles midway through, you know. I think I kind of want to say midway through training camp, midway through the preseason schedule here. Like, we're 25 days away from the start of the season, and a couple weeks ago was the start of St. John Fisher. So, you know, we're kind of in the middle. We're kind of in the middle here. Claypool had his number given away already. I heard Sal say that yesterday in the afternoon show. Shouldn't I take that to mean that Chase Claypool is probably done with the Bills? He's on IR, so he's technically, I think, is still on the Bills, but he's on injured reserve. And, you know, it's just kind of a whole weird situation to break down and to think about because even in the injury itself, Claypool, who was an interesting character in the Bills receiver room because the guys put up some numbers in the past. It's been a while, but those first 2 years of his career, 873 yards and 9 touchdowns, really 11 actually if you count the rushing. And then year two, 860 yards and two touchdowns, 200 target, 800 plus yard seasons to begin his career. And then, I mean, man, since he doesn't even have 700 total since those 2 years, and found his way to multiple different teams, traded, you know, ends up in Miami, doesn't really do much, catches 4 passes for the Dolphins in 9 games, once is targeted on the play that ends the Dolphins' season. Or I shouldn't say that. Ends the Dolphins' division hopes last year. Bills, Dolphins, week 18, Taylor Rapp's interception to close the game out. That's a target to Chase Claypool on the outside. The Tua kind of underthrows, a little bit of a double coverage thing there. He's, you know, he's been around. He's big. He's fast. He, I think, is really talented. But there was also personality stuff, and that the smoke about, well, this is a guy that got into it with Mike Tomlin a little bit about dumb things, right? Like music at practice, and him and Tomlin traded about that in the public, and then he went to Chicago, and it was all about how, oh, this dude isn't even trying, and look at these plays where he's just not blocking. No effort being given whatsoever. And there have been question marks with stuff like that with Claypool for a while. There was, I mean, back in Pittsburgh, there was a moment where he had a first down with under a minute to go and was celebrating the first down as his teammates are rushing to the line of scrimmage to try to spike the ball. Like, there's stuff with this guy's head that you question. And I don't know, should I jump to, they called his injury day-to-day over 2 weeks ago. And they thought it was day-to-day, I'm sure, in consultation with their training staff. And 2 weeks later, still wasn't on the field, and they said, okay, we're done. IR. I don't know, is there more to the story with the injury? Maybe there isn't, but maybe there is. Does it really matter, though? That's where I really end up on Claypool. He's been this guy that we've talked about a lot and have thought about. You know, I've gotten lots of questions about Claypool from buddies. Like, hey, what are you seeing from Claypool at practices? When he was practicing for those couple of days, it wasn't long. you know, he was a guy that people were wondering about, and I was getting asked, like, how does he look? And, you know, in the couple of practices, it's like he's just one of the other guys. Like, he's big, and he's got an arm sleeve, and he looks like he should be really good at football, but then he goes out there, and he's just a receiver. I don't know. I never really saw it. I never saw the hyper appeal, the intrigue. I guess I did see the intrigue because of the draft profile and because of the athleticism and because of the first two seasons. I understand why there was intrigue about him. But, I don't know, I just never thought that was going to be much. I personally had very tempered expectations for what Claypool was going to mean to this receiver room. I thought the odds of him really breaking through and becoming a multi-target a week player on this Bills offense just wasn't really all that likely. He, even in Pittsburgh, go back through Andrew Filippone, former WGR host and producer and also now a host at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Go to his Twitter and search Claypool and go look at what the experience was like to be a Steeler fan in the years 2020 and 21 watching this guy play. Yeah, he put up some numbers, but it seemed like it was a giant headache. It seemed like, yo, what is this dude doing? What am I getting? What is this? The ball's bouncing off his head, or why is he doing this here? And what, you know, the numbers at the end of the day don't end up being all that efficient, right? 56% catch percentage, 56% the year before that. So actually the same within a percentage point years one and two, you know, 100 target player, yards per target, you know, nothing to write home about. I almost thought, you know, looking through Filippone's old tweets about Claypool, and how it was like almost seemed infuriating to watch him as a Steeler. Like, why isn't this guy better? Why isn't this guy a superstar? Why aren't you DK Metcalf? It kind of reminded me a little bit of Zay Jones. Zay Jones, like, how different is that? Jones actually has carved, maybe the difference is Jones has carved himself out a career here in the NFL. But both guys were second round picks. Both guys, you know, college success. I mean, Claypool at Notre Dame. Jones, I think, was the all-time leader in catches in college, I think. And like, look what Zay Jones did for the Bills. Let me put into perspective, like, how good were those seasons for Claypool that had us thinking about, oh, maybe he could be something for the Bills. He had 100 targets, sure. But, again, not very efficient. Zay Jones in Allen's rookie year was not that far off of this. Zay Jones in 2018 had 102 targets for the Bills, 56 catches. Almost the exact same catch percentage. Jones a little fewer on the yard, 652 on the yardage, 7 touchdowns though. Did anyone remember that as like a good season for the Bills? Because he played 2 games, 5, or I guess 5 games, started 2 games the year after, and then he was gone. I don't know, I just never thought Claypool was going to mean that much. I've even said that I have thought Hamler, KJ Hamler, was someone that was as intriguing to me to make this team and do something of significance on the roster, because I've got years of Claypool being an inefficient player, someone that drives you nuts. Hamler is someone that had his career derailed by a heart ailment or a heart condition and has not played a lot of football in the NFL and was drafted right around the same spot as Claypool was, and also provided, I thought, something unique. Hamler is, you know, a 5'9", small receiver with a lot of speed, sub 5'3", 40 time. Like, we're talking about elite level speed. Are we talking about elite level player? Maybe, probably not, but elite level speed, that seems to be undisputed. And he had one rookie year. He had a rookie year where, all right, you know, 56 targets, 7 yards per target's not great. It's lower than what Claypool's was. but I haven't seen more than a 13-game season. That was the most he played. And then didn't play much after that, and you haven't really seen him since in the NFL. And, you know, he was someone that I was even as intrigued with, but as training camps developed here, the guys at the bottom end of the roster that, all right, let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got with Claypool. Let's see what we got with KJ Hamler. Let's see what we got with Andy Isabella again. That one a little less because we've already seen him at training camp last year in the preseason last year. Let's see what we got with Justin Shorter, right? Those are probably the three names that were mentioned the most. The top four, as it stands, has never really wavered. It was pretty much always some combination of Coleman, Shakir, Samuel.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hollins. That kind of always felt like the four. Now, Hollins has maybe developed more of a role on offense than I certainly would have predicted. But nobody was projecting him to miss the roster. At the bare minimum, it was, okay, this dude is on the team because he can give them a lot in terms of special teams and versatility and can do a lot of different things for them and leadership, being the veteran in the locker room. So, you know, Hollins maybe has done more offensively at training camp and in the preseason, well, he hasn't played in the preseason, than I would have thought. But not a surprise at all that he's going to make the team. So those four have never really wavered. And then the next group of, I might even want to say four guys that fans would have been wondering, like, okay, can I get something out of nothing here? Can I get Chase Claypool, who's kind of lost his way in the NFL, to have this big resurgence, big body, fast, and that can do something for me on offense? Can I find a diamond in the rough with a Justin Shorter, fifth-round pick? You might have thought, hey, last year I had a fifth-round pick that did next to nothing in his rookie season. Show up and show out. Khalil Shakir. They're very different, I think, in terms of how they were thought of as prospects going into their second year or going into their first year. But, hey, Shakir, fifth-round pick, Shorter, fifth-round pick. Just went really well for Shakir. Why can't it go well for Shorter? You could have thought that. I see it mentioned whenever Shorter is defended as an idea. Like, oh, this guy was the number one recruit coming out of his high school class above, you know, Jamar Chase, who I think is the same age. Shorter, I mean, he's dealt with a little bit of an injury here in camp. He's been on the field, though. Anybody? Anybody here heard anything? Maybe I'll ask Sal about this at 7, because he's watched more of these practices than I have. But anybody want to tell me that he's been showing out? That he's showing anything that makes you think, okay, there's a real player in there for the NFL? Anyone more confident right now than 3 months ago that Justin Shorter can give them something this year? Because he was an idea. He was something that, you know, a fan could have thought, okay, maybe this guy. Maybe this guy can be. We can get lucky with him. Nah. Two preseason games to go, but not holding my breath. Hamler, there weren't many people that thought, okay, maybe this is the guy that they can get something out of nothing. I might have been one of them, because I think he, again, unique skill set, the speed. I think he provides something for the Bills they don't have a lot else of in their receiver room, which just is that elite downhill, straight-ahead speed. Gadget stuff to return ability, but we'll see. I mean, he was listed as the starting returner a week ago on their depth chart. Take that for what it's worth. But the drop, he didn't lose the fumble, but he picked it back up, but bobbled the football on a return last week against the Bears, and then they brought in two guys with return experience. So what am I to make of that? There's at least more competition than there was. He's not cut. He was getting some first-team reps. He was getting return opportunities, and we'll see if that continues. Maybe it won't. So Hamler, I don't know. I was someone that thought maybe there's something there, and right now I'm not holding my breath. And then the fourth guy that you might have been thinking about, hey, this guy could be something for us on offense even. Hamler, Claypool, Shorter, and MVS. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who was signed to, I think, play a role on offense. Right? I'm not mistaken on that. He is not somebody that has ever been a big special team contributor. He's not Mac Hollins in that way. In fact, he hasn't played special teams since 2018 in his rookie year for the Packers, where he played 10%. He's never been that guy. So that wasn't it. You signed him because he was a downfield threat that has played with top quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, guy, a veteran, 30 years old, knows what he's doing. And that is just not going well, in my opinion, so far, where I'm wondering if he should make the team, and if he does, is it only going to be because he's close with Josh Allen? Or because I heard him talk with Allen in the blue and red scrimmage on that mic'd up segment the Bills did, where he talked about he's been to Allen's house, and I don't know how rare that is, by the way. How many of the players have been to Allen's house? Has Tyrell Shavers been to Allen's house? Has Lawrence Keys, that's a receiver on the Bills depth chart, has he been to Allen's house? I don't know. Maybe they all have. I know MVS has. And I know he's a veteran, and I know he was given guaranteed money. So I feel like he might end up just being on the team because it would feel easy to put him on the team. But none of these guys, and this was predictable, none of the receivers, MVS, by the way, has been drop problems, no big surprise, and has not really stood out a lot in camp. But for those four, who I think were the four that were mentioned the most going into camp as, all right, let's see if we got something here. Let's see if we can find something that makes the Bills look really smart, didn't spend a lot, not a lot of assets given up, get lucky with one of these guys. Let's see what we got. And through a couple of weeks, to me, all four of them, I mean, Claypool for sure, because he's on IR, and it would be weeks and months maybe even before he could play for the Bills again if they were to bring him back. None of those four, it seems to be happening. So you're left with your top group. And that might be okay. It might be okay that, hey, I didn't get lucky with either Claypool, Hamler, Shorter, MVS. You might have with Shavers. He made one catch right in the preseason game that I saw on the sidelines, I think from Trubisky. And he's been very good at camp. He has had some first-team reps. He's got more and more opportunities. He's maybe providing that special teams element as well. Like, Shavers is doing the best he can and is doing, I think, all he needs to do to have a shot at making this roster. Is he good? Is he someone that makes an impact on offense? I mean, he probably doesn't rate in that way. It'd be harder for him maybe to even carve out that spot than a Claypool or a Hamler would have if they had had the same training camps. So Shavers, I you should hold out some hope that, hey, maybe he's a guy that can help them too. But it's gonna be the top four. Like, any thought of there's gonna be one other guy that throws his hat in the ring and becomes a part of their offense, it's just, I don't think it's happening. I think we would have started to see more signs of that happening already. Samuel, Shakir, Coleman, and Hollins. It's going to be their four. It's going to be the four receivers that, if they can stay healthy at that position, like, those are going to be the four. And anybody else is going to be playing very, very sparingly. And to go full circle here on Claypool, you know, he might be done in the NFL. He might be done. He kind of wore out his welcome everywhere he's gone, and the Bills gave him an opportunity, and he, you know, I remember seeing that, okay, maybe he would have gone to the CFL if he had not signed with the Bills. He did not say that. He actually said the opposite. He said he had multiple teams interested, but I remember seeing somewhere else that, like, hey, CFL might be the move for him. He's from Abbotsford, British Columbia, and if his NFL career looks like it's either over or he needs a It's 6:25 in the morning. If he needs to rehabilitate somewhere, maybe the CFL is where he was going to get opportunity and put up numbers and then try to come back after that. I don't know that you're going to see. I don't know that he's some commodity that you're going to see teams clamoring for if the Bills and Claypool agree to an injury settlement at some point. So I wonder if we'll ever see him in the NFL again. 803-0550 is the phone number. This looks like it's it at wide receiver. We'll have Sal on at 7 o'clock, Marcus Mosher at 8, Joe Marino at 8:30. We got a loaded show for you today. We'll go through some of what's going on with the Cowboys, especially when Marcus comes on with CeeDee Lamb. And Ja'Marr Chase, not at practice yesterday, as he awaits a contract extension just weeks after his owner said, we're not giving him an extension this summer. You have got two of the five best receivers in football that are asking for contracts at a position that has exploded in the market. And their owners are publicly saying, we're not giving them the money. And that, coupled with Ayuk, I just want to explore when we come back. Man, the timing, the Bills got unlucky, I feel like, with timing. When it came to when they had money, when they had a need to replace Diggs and a number one wide receiver. As we sit here in an offseason where there are just star receivers that are unhappy with their teams all over the place. A little bit on that when we come back. Sal coming up at 7. Your phone calls at 803-0550. We'll roll through some calls when we come back. Jeremy's off today. It's Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.